Well, good afternoon. Today's revival sermon text is Luke 21:36. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. The 21st chapter of the Gospel of Luke records the observations and predictions of Jesus Christ delivered in the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus was coming toward the end of his human life, and he was really trying to tell his disciples last-minute things through parables or just telling them outright. I'm going to go through Luke 21. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gift into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in two mites. So he said, "Truly I say to you, that this poor widow has put in more than all. For all these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had." Back then a denarii, or we'll use a dollar, was a day's wage. Two mites is 1% of a denarii, or it would be 1 cent. Jesus is more interested in faith and motive and heart than in simply the amount that you give. We read on. "Then as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned, and how beautiful stones and donations, he said, 'These things which you see, the day will come, which not one stone shall be left upon another, and that shall not be thrown down.'" The temple was rebuilt by Zerubbabel and Uzzah, but greatly expanded and improved by Herod. It was the center of Jewish life for almost 1,000 years. Some 40 years after Jesus said this, there was a widespread Jewish revolution against the Romans in Palestine. Rome was crushed the rebellion. Jerusalem was leveled, including the temple, just as Jesus had said. So they asked him, saying, "Teacher, but when will these things be? And what sign will be there when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "Take heed that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them." Beware of false teachers. Everything we need to know and learn is right here in this book. "But when you hear of wars and commotion, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there will be great earthquakes in various places and famines and pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven." War, famine, earthquakes, and so on would become more intense before the return of Jesus, without any one of them being the specific sign to the end. "But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all of your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But not a hair on your head shall be lost, but your patience possesses your souls. At the end is eternal salvation waiting for those who endure. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For they will be in great distress in the land, and wrath upon these people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. In the Roman conquest of Jerusalem, 70 AD, history records that 1.1 million Jews were killed. Another 97,000 were taken captive. Jesus warned them to avoid it. However, Christians in Jerusalem knew what Jesus said, and they obeyed, and they fled the Jordan, mostly to Pella. Few Christians perished. It took till 1968 before Israel controlled Jerusalem again, but they still do not control the Temple Mount. It is still under Gentile rule. And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, in the seas and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them from fear and the expectations of those things which are coming upon the earth, for the power of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with a power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Jesus assured believers at that time to be ready, because the time of great tribulation they experience will not last forever, but Jesus will return to glory soon. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see that these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will be by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. In this parable, Jesus is referring to the fig tree budding in the spring, and everyone knows that summer is near and fruit is coming. In the same way, when we see the signs that Jesus spoke about, there are signs that the coming of Jesus and glory will follow. But take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Jesus is talking about watchfulness, alertness, and about being ready. Ready and living the fact that Jesus could come at any moment. But only he knows when. So watch and pray. We can remain faithful when we're devoted to prayer. And in order to keep watch, we must pray for strength from distractions. So let us pray. Holy Father, we thank you for being here. And we pray that someone here or listening at home today may be touched and nudged to seek you out. May we all be of the mindset of God's word spoken here today, and may we watch and pray and be ready for his return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.